If it's October, which it is, then it must be ADHD Awareness Month, which it is. And if it's ADHD Awareness Month, it must be time for TED Talks from Ada. They're kind of like TED Talks, but shorter, snappier, ADHD friendly, if you will. And this year, they're all about executive function. You know, that front part of our ADHD brains that helps us plan and prioritize, remember what we're doing, following through, or not. So here's your chance to hear from 31 different experts. It's just another way Ada supports adults with ADHD. Let's listen in.
Hello, and welcome to TED Talks with Ada. I'm Brooke Schnittman, CEO and founder of Coaching with Brooke, providing individuals with ADHD 8 to 80 worldwide the tools and accountability to lead empowered lives. I am thrilled Ada invited me to be with you today. Today, I'm going to share my thoughts about how to make a decision without analysis paralysis. So I want you to listen up as I ask you a few questions. Are you ready? Okay, does this sound like you? You agonize over decisions and avoid or postpone making them. You do not have an approach for deciding or have a criteria for making a decision, which can lead you to spending hours on Google or Reddit, seeing if you have the best answer that you can find for you, asking everyone you know for their opinion, making an impulsive decision, waiting so long that opportunities keep on passing you by. Analysis paralysis, anyone? Does this sound like you? Well, you've come to the right TED Talk. Again, my name is Brooke Schnittman, and I've coached thousands of individuals with ADHD, and this is a common pain point and dread. In fact, some sources suggest that the average person makes 35,000 choices per day. That's approximately 2,000 decisions per hour, or one decision every 2 seconds. Talk about the cognitive overload for an individual with ADHD. Now, let's get into those impaired executive functions that can make this extremely challenging for us. Dr. Thomas Brown talks about the 6 clusters of executive function impaired in ADD syndrome. He mentions activation, focus, effort, emotion, memory, and action. All of these work together to make it even harder for individuals with ADHD. And the functions appear in basic form in young children and gradually become more complex as the brain matures. And it usually develops by age 25, but sometimes for individuals, it can be age 30. So because it becomes more complex, this can make decisions even harder for adults with ADHD than it is for a child. So everyone has occasional impairments in their executive functions. Doesn't mean that they have ADHD. However, individuals with ADHD experience much more difficulty in development and use of these functions than do most others of the same age and developmental level. Let's talk about the working memory cluster. Individuals with ADHD, specifically adults, we have difficulty holding different thoughts and ideas in our memory long enough to make a decision. Making decisions can also require us to evaluate options. When we have too many choices, we have difficulty sifting through those choices, and we can spend so much time agonizing and analyzing that we just can't come up with a decision. So, additionally, from our working memory, we have things that have happened to us in the past, which could have created some negative feelings, insecurities, and that could have been based on earlier decisions that we made in childhood that perhaps we made impulsively or we didn't have all the right information for, and we beat ourselves up for that over and over again. And that can impair us in making good decisions moving forward and just making a decision in general. So, some common decisions, small to large, that individuals with ADHD can struggle with, and we hear so often, are What should I make for dinner? How much money should I save? What is the next step in my business? Should I buy, lease, or finance? Should I exercise today? What time should I wake up? What are my priorities? What should I do first today? What actually needs to get done? So for those of you listening in, I want you to think of a decision right now that is in the top of your mind. Take no more than 5 seconds and make that decision on what the decision is. Let's not over-agonize on what the decision should actually be. Whatever comes to your mind, I want you to write it down or just hold that in your head, challenge that working memory of yours, act on that decision for this activity. Okay, remember, this is just for the activity, so try not to overthink the decision. So some tools that I use to help me and my clients make a decision are asking the following 3 questions. You ready? What's the fear behind making the decision? What information do you know to be true about your fear? What information do you think you might need to make this decision? And finally, a simple question from Sharon Lecter in a recent talk is the question, why not? As Mel Robbins, ADHDer herself and entrepreneur, very well known in the ADHD community, she came up with the 5-second rule. So for those of you who have heard of it or who haven't, once you come to a decision, which you just did, hopefully, you're going to take 5 seconds to count down and you're going to count down backwards. You're not going to count up. You're going to count down backwards from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then you're going to act kind of like a space shuttle. The reason after you make the decision why this strategy works is because it actually activates your prefrontal cortex where the executive functions lie while you're counting down. It does not happen when you're counting up. We know this part of the brain is in charge of our decision-making, the prefrontal cortex. We know it also helps with strategic thinking, acting with courage, learning new behavior, and working towards your goals. So this 5-second rule closes that gap between thinking about what needs to be done and actually doing it. So the first step in making a decision without analysis paralysis is asking yourself those 3 questions that we just discussed, and or just asking yourself, why not? And actually counting down and doing the thing. So with all of those strategies being said, we're not always going to make the right decision, folks. And this is where the fear of failure and perfectionism can come in for us individuals with ADHD. But the more exposure and actions and the feeling of being comfortable in the uncomfortability of making decisions will ultimately be best in the moment and help you move forward towards your actions and your goals. So I hope that these tools helped you act and make a decision that you've been avoiding for a while, and you can use this strategy moving forward when making decisions. I'm really glad you could join me today for Etta's TED Talk about how to make a decision without analysis paralysis. Again, I'm Brooke Schnittman, founder and coach of Coaching with Brooke, an ADHD and executive function company, where we work with individuals with ADHD 8 years old through 80 worldwide to give you the tools and accountability to lead empowered lives. And if you want more information about me or my work with ADHD adults, please find me online at coachingwithbrooke.com, or you can email me at info@coachingwithbrooke.com. Enjoy, everybody, and it's been a pleasure being on here today. Have a great day.
Hey, congrats, you did it. Listen to the entire TED Talk. And if you think this is great info, there's even more at the 2022 International ADHD Conference. It's a hybrid conference that happens November 16th through the 19th, live in Dallas, Texas, simulcast on the web as a virtual event.
Find out more at ADDA, that's ADD.org, where you can catch ADHD webinars, join peer support groups, and get ADHD classes. It's truly priceless, but membership costs less than $8 a month. Okay, enough of the chatter. We'll see you tomorrow with more executive function information.